A Queen Amon affair when butter meets sass. Ah, Queen Amon, yes, I said it. No, it's not a spell from Harry Potter, nor is it the name of some obscure indie band you've probably never heard of. It's an iconic pastry that hails from Brittany, France. If you're now thinking, Brittany, didn't she sit behind me in third grade? Then, my friend, you're in for a treat, literally. Remember that time you thought it was a good idea to eat a stick of butter? Just me? All right, moving on. Well, imagine that stick of butter went to an elite finishing school in France, learned the art of seduction, and came back wrapped in delicate layers of dough, oozing sweetness with a hint of, wait for it, lavender. Yes, lavender. Because why make something simple when you can elevate it to a level of extra that even Mariah Carey would envy? Now, before you get all Gordon Ramsay on me and start shouting, that's raw, let me clarify. This isn't your garden variety lavender. No, no. It's culinary lavender, which means it's fancy, edible, and won't taste like your grandmother's potpourri. So here's where the technical geekiness that you absolutely asked for comes into play. The process of making these babies is like a full-on workout, but instead of crunches and squats, you'll be doing rolls and folds. Layering is the name of the game. The idea is to create hundreds of thin layers of dough separated by butter. This gives our Queen Amon its flaky, rich, and tender texture. And if you think I'm exaggerating with the hundreds, honey, have you met a French pastry? Between each roll and fold, there's a sprinkle of zesty lemon sugar. Lemon zest and sugar is like that unexpected spice in your life, like when Netflix asks if you're still watching, and you realize, no, you haven't moved in 4 hours. It cuts through the richness, offering a bright contrast that dances on your tongue. But wait, there's more. After you've achieved pastry perfection, these treasures go into a muffin tin for baking. Yep, you heard right, a muffin tin. Because who doesn't like a pastry that thinks it's a muffin? Now here's where I could share the recipe, but where's the fun in that? Instead, imagine you're in a posh bakery in Paris. The aroma of caramelized sugar fills the air. There's a hint of floral lavender and a zing of lemon. A chic Parisian offers you a warm, buttery pastry, and as you take that first bite, the layers melt in your mouth. Pure bliss. Of course, let's deep dive into the sassy Queen Amon I just waxed poetic about. First things first, the Queen Amon is not for the faint of heart, and by that, I don't just mean its rich, buttery layers that might just lead you to buy bigger pants. The process of making this pastry is a real test of one's culinary patience, but oh boy, is it worth it. The dough starts innocently enough. A combination of bread flour, oh yes, we're getting bougie with the flour choice, warm water, yeast, and salt. It's like the base canvas for an artwork, unspectacular on its own, but wait till the artist gets going. Now let's talk butter. Not just any butter, but lavender-infused butter. The process of infusing the butter is a gentle dance. You don't want to fry the lavender, you want it to whisper its floral notes into the butter. It's like a first date, you don't want to rush things, you let them simmer. Well, not really simmer. Keep it low and slow. Here's where our workout begins, the rolling and folding. This process is essential in achieving those distinct layers characteristic of Queen Amon. It's the French answer to puff pastry, but with an attitude and more butter, if you can believe it. With each fold and roll, we're introducing layers upon layers, creating that intricate lamination. This is what gives our pastry the golden exterior and soft, layered interior. Then there's the lemon sugar, a tangy kick to balance the rich butteriness. Lemon zest, with its bright and zesty profile, is like the extroverted friend who drags you to a party when you'd rather watch reruns of old sitcoms. In the end, you're glad they did. This lemony addition prevents our Queen Amon from becoming a one-note wonder. Technical tip, the quality of ingredients is pivotal. The butter needs to be of high quality, as it's the star of the show. The bread flour offers a structure that's robust enough to handle all that butter without becoming a greasy mess. And the culinary lavender should be fragrant, but not overpowering. The baking in a muffin tin is what sets Queen Amon apart from other laminated pastries. Instead of being a broadsheet or a twist, it's a delightful, personal-sized treat that says, yes, I am individually made just for you, and no, you don't have to share. So, to wrap it up, the Queen Amon is an exercise in patience, skill, and buttery indulgence. It's not just a pastry, it's an experience. And as with all great things, it demands respect, and maybe a nice cup of coffee to go along with it.